Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This is obviously Austin's passive-aggressive way of saying that Gulf Breeze is a supermassive black hole.
That's exactly what I was going for. Yep.
Last day on the show. He can do whatever he wants. No. Not. He's helping out in the morning while John is out on vacation. He'll be back to his normal duties in the afternoon today. And has been, by the way. Double dutying, which is pretty impressive, quite frankly.
Double
morning
dipping.
And afternoon. Joining us by phone, we have Sam Abel. She is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, city council meeting last night. Sam, welcome back. Sam?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me?
She should be there.
Hello?
Is it on the right button that's not the opal button?
Hello?
Remember how that gets messed up? It's the right one.
Hello?
Okay, cool. Well,
right.
Austin, would you try to figure that out and see what you can do?
Sure.
Okay. I can't do while I'm on the air.
That's the thing. We can hear her. I don't know what it would be.
Oh, good.
You can.
Oh, wait. Okay. So she just responded because I said we can hear her.
Hey.
Oh, you
Andrew?
Know what? I have this little box that
that's
is
not working too
is,
good.
Knock, knock.
There we go. Good Lord. We have the goofiest little piece of technology here. This is super inside radio stuff, but we have this piece of technology called a Wheatstone box that, what's the word I want? Sucks. And it periodically dies, it periodically is on the wrong channel, and one of the variants is it makes it so that I can hear everything except the caller. In this case, you. So
perfect.
I didn't realize
perfect.
We were on the wrong channel, but I'm glad you're there, Sam. And I'm so sorry for wasting your time like that. Welcome back to the show. What'd you guys do last night?
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Well, so at our first budget workshop, we went over our general fund. That is the fund that is the spending plan for general government. So that would be law enforcement, you know, fire, parks and rec, all of those kinds of things. That's where, you know, you have your ad valorem and sales tax and such flow. So last night was for our special revenue funds and our enterprise funds. And so while that might not seem exciting, some interesting things for your listeners to know, Andrew, is that in the city of Gulf Breeze, our city council has voluntarily encumbered some money so that it doesn't go to our bottom line. But for transparency, our citizens can see how that money is spent down every year. Those revenues are our fuel tax, our discretionary sales tax, stormwater, and half of our electric franchise fee. So those four revenues go into a special fund that is our Natural Resources Management Fund, or Fund 201. So last night, that is definitely always one of the funds that the council are most interested in. They want to know how are we doing with funding our infrastructure, you know, where are we at with our stormwater management master plan and such. And so when we have, you know, citizens ask, how do your medians look as good as they do? Mm. You know, what are you doing with your natural resources and with everything that you're doing in your wetlands and such? That's because we set that money aside because the council want to make sure that there's recurring revenue for those priorities and we don't just tackle them, you know, as money allows. So that was a big part of last night's discussion. We also went over another large fund, which
can
is
we,
our
can
water.
We pause there for just a second?
Sure.
So you mean like responsible fiscal management, planning for known future costs and unknown future costs by setting money aside so that you're prepared for, is that what you say you do?
I know it's a novel concept.
So
it really is. But if you say you care about these things, right, then
right.
You've got to reach for your checkbook, right? And so year after year, your citizens want to be able to track it and follow and say, okay, well, what can I expect on my street, you know, next year? So being able to have, you know, we have a vac truck that comes around twice a week, Andrew, and checks inlets and sucks out those leaves and makes sure that during hurricane season, like right now, that we're providing that routine maintenance. And we do that through that recurring revenue. So if anybody asks how we're spending our half-cent sales tax or how we're spending our fuel tax, they don't have to go very far to look. They'll know that that's in our annual right-of-way plan, our annual paving, and in our stormwater management.
You know, it's also kind of an interesting note because people tend to like the big shiny item. Like, they can see the fire truck, they can see the cop car, they can see the sign on the road that says this paved by LOSD funds. What they might not notice is the fact that, you know, four homes didn't flood because in the last storm that we got, somebody went around before the storm and cleaned out the drains of the leaves and the clutter with funds, and that's why your home didn't. Like, that's the kind of stuff that makes for the good governance people don't notice, right?
Well, I will say two things on that. One, I get emails probably every other week from citizens who appreciate so much seeing our natural resource techs out there doing what they do.
So
our council would tell you it's huge for morale. Now, obviously, everyone loves our police and fire, but you know, our citizens definitely look at natural resources as another important department providing service inside our city. But we also talked about a catch 22 last night, and that is the only remaining large project left in our stormwater master plan. We have not been successful in finding a cost share for that capital project, which is part of the council's fiscal policy, is rather than pull money out of savings, make sure there's always a cost share. Well, we haven't been successful with grants because we haven't been able to show recurring property loss. And that's because our stormwater management team deploys with our police and fire during severe weather events until winds reach 35 miles an hour. So they pull back when our police and fire pull back, which means they're out there working portable pumps. So they're keeping what we call the West Basin from repetitively flooding. Hmm. But they're doing such a great job that it makes us not as competitive to receive those grants. So one of the things I said to council last night is, I know this project is very important for you. It's a $4 million project. What would you have us do now? Because we've continued to apply for grants, you know, and we're almost a victim of our own success because this is an area that, you know, requires attention during severe weather events. And so what they said they wanted to see is, let's look at, you know, a partial cost recovery, maybe get a very low interest state revolving loan fund. Mm-hmm. That state program is set up for something like this, maybe to help pay for half of it. But we might have to look at something other than obtaining grants, because we're not going to let those homes just flood as they did, you know, in 2014. And as long as we continue to be out there physically during storms working those pumps, it makes it harder for us to obtain grants. So a little bit of a catch 22 there, but that was
part of the discussion. How dare you run efficient government and therefore lose the need to be bailed out all the time? I mean, that's just silly. Hey, Sam, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for the recap from last night. Sorry about the little bit of the confusion in the beginning. Sam Abels, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Keep up the good work, and I appreciate the information this morning.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. Austin's got traffic on the fives. Austin?
This traffic update is brought to you by White Sands Electric, providing comprehensive electrical and generator services along the Gulf Coast since 1997. They have free estimates available at whitesandselectric.com. You can go to that website and find out more about that. Again, that is whitesandselectric.com. All right, so looking at the roads here, it's going to be a lot about I-10. If you are traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, we have a lot of backups in that area still that are pushing back basically to Pine Forest Road. Then on Highway 29 itself, if you're traveling southbound towards Burgess Road, we've got some backups over there. Then it's going to be Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound, just passing Fairfield Drive. But outside of those few spots, there's not much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you are 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, okay, it could be either situation, you're going to change over onto Medicare. And the very thought of that can be scary because it's new, it's different, it's something you've never done before. And even though you know that millions and millions and millions of other Americans benefit from this program, it's new to you, therefore it's new to you, right? Well, this is why you call my good friend Ricky Stewart. I've known her as long as we've lived here. She's a total sweetheart. She knows this area of insurance. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one little part of just helping people get converted over onto Medicare. So if you have questions about supplement, about Medicare Advantage, about Medicaid even, and whether that would apply to you and how that's related to the other stuff and prescription drugs and all that, I know. Just give her a call and she'll walk you through it. It's very straightforward. You can either call her at 341-2185 or just look her up online, Ricky Stewart Insurance.
When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and something that will last a long, long time. In a few words, you're buying trust. According to Consumer Reports, Subaru has been ranked the 2023 best mainstream automotive brand, and the Subaru Outback has been named the 2024 recommended model. For a limited time, you can celebrate them both with special offers during the Subaru Lot to Love event, now through September 3rd. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. There's certainly a lot to love about a Subaru. Safety, reliability, and owner satisfaction. And we invite you to stop by Anderson Subaru to discover what automotive experts and Subaru owners all know. It's easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Learn more at Subaru.com/CR. Consumer Reports does not endorse products or services.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 6th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon is Friday, August 16th in the lobby of the Studer Family Children's Hospital, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
All the money stays right here.
Special thank you to Miracle sponsor, Florida Blue.
Our champion sponsors include Kia Autosport and Tell Staffing and HR.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
This year, help us raise money for the NICU's Angel Eye cameras.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
So please, a little respect. For I am Costanza, Lord of the Idiots.
Here on News Radio 92.3, also AM 1620 and FM 95.3 and 98.7 Digital Channel 3, or on the app at News Radio Pensacola. And by the way, one of the things, I don't talk about this an awful lot during the show, but we podcast the entire show. So you can catch what you missed. You know, I know you might listen in the car and then you might want to listen to other portions of the show, but if you go to News Radio 92.3, you can listen to all the podcasts or just the app. On the app, there's a little, like, click one button. There's all the podcasts from the show, so you can catch it there. It's very, plus, and I don't like to talk about this particularly, but if you're listening to me live and you have something, you know, like you got to order your breakfast burrito or whatever, you just pause me, and then you can come back later. And you can literally pause me if you prefer on the app. 824 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, good morning, Vice President. Kamala Harris is basically going to hold a campaign rally in Philadelphia today. But the question is, who's the running mate? We're supposed to find out sometime today. And, of course, the running mate will be presented at that rally.
Oh, we got him.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, they're announcing. They're saying, I mean, it's not official, but Fox is reporting it's Tim Walz from Minnesota. The guy who was the governor when George Floyd was murdered.
Right. And it was between Josh Shapiro and Tim Walz last I heard. But I guess will make it stick around and see if it's official or not.
I'm surprised because he's, how did I describe him, Austin? He's if a union boss and your high school history teacher had a baby.
Yes.
it would make Tim Walz. And actually, looking at him, that's true. And he actually is a teacher, high school football and geography teacher. So, and a veteran of the reserves, I guess. So.
I would have thought that Mark Kelly would have made a better choice, but that's
just my
opinion.
I think so, too. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not sure she needs to lock down Minnesota the same way she locked down Arizona or Pennsylvania, frankly. Yeah. And Austin, you were saying she's doing a rally in Philadelphia today?
Yeah, that's where the rally's going on, I believe.
Hey, Philadelphia, I didn't pick your guy.
Yeah, I picked the more controversial
one. Very strategerific of her. All right, so back to you, Steve. Go ahead.
Well, also, the U.S. Defense Department is blaming Iran-aligned militia groups for a rocket attack that injured several U.S. personnel at a military base in western Iraq. The attack, which the Defense Department is calling a dangerous escalation, struck the Al-Asad Air Base. And the U.S. Border Patrol is launching an investigation after Debbie made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane. Why are they investigating? Well, the storm washed 70 pounds of cocaine onto a South Florida beach.
Not it.
Yeah, well, a good Samaritan made that discovery yesterday morning in the Keys, and there were about 25 packages of cocaine with an estimated street value of over $1 million.
Where did you say they made that?
Right on the beach there in the Keys.
No, no, no.
Oh, exactly.
Say what you just said a moment ago.
They
identified the cocaine.
Basically, 25 packages of cocaine. $1 million
Where?
Worth. Where? In the Keys.
There you go.
Okay.
And that's Am I the only one?
Why? Because man, the Florida Keys. They have all kinds of things down there. You know,
in the Keys?
Keys, yes. It's a key of cocaine.
Oh, my God. We got to move on. Dave, Steve, thanks so much for the update. Right. Austin,
yes.
Traffic on the fives?
Yes. Just a couple spots here, so I won't hold you up for too long. North Pace Boulevard, if you're traveling southbound towards Garden Street, we do have some minor backups there, but it's nothing too severe. However, I-10 still giving us some trouble if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. Not nearly as bad as it was earlier this hour, but nonetheless, it does reach for a while. The congestion's probably going to start just as you're passing Pine Forest Road and reach just past Palafox Street. So that entire area there is pretty far-reaching, but it's not too bad at this time as far as severity. But once again, it does reach for a while. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. Austin, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you need a realtor, Christina Leavenworth. She's fantastic at this. Now, if you're selling, okay, when the market was super hot a couple of years ago, they were selling a lot of homes. I mean, selling homes above list price, same day, like, you know, multiple offers, very, very common. That's not as common anymore. Okay, but what I said at the time is you still want to have a good realtor because you want to maximize that sales price, and they do. They have a whole process for how they do this, from the listing to the photographing to the, you know, staging to the timing of the open house and everything, the price, designed to get you that best result. Well, it's useful when the market's hot. It's really valuable when the market is not so hot, because this is the time where having a good realtor can really make a big difference, right? And she sold 175 homes last year. That's okay. I mean, that's pretty good, 3.5 per week. That's not too shabby. And the point is, she'll sit down with you and you'll talk and figure out what the best strategy is, and she'll help you get the best price for your home. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. We got the nomination, or the looks like the pre-declaration. Oh, my God, the breathless step-by-step coverage of this vice presidential running mate business. Ah, Kamala thinks she's maybe eliminated Mark Kelly. Ah, we think she's made a decision. She's about to offer a pre-promise ring. Like, it just, good Lord, just make the announcement and be done with it, and then we can talk about it. I will say this. I had some an audio clip or two in my, like, I was maybe going to use today category. I feel like I need to. So with the nomination of Tim Walz, who again presided over Minneapolis. He was the governor of Minneapolis during the George Floyd murder. Not that he's responsible for that, but he was the governor. And then the riots thereafter. Interesting choice, because others were saying, you know, find somebody who's a little bit more moderate, although he does reach out to Republicans. This is an archive clip from 2017 that has sort of resurfaced in the last week or so. This is amazing.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke. Yeah.
Thanks. Just, you can talk about being woker or wokest or wokalific, but you just got to be it, whatever it is. And then there was this one. This is genuinely amazing. From, I think this is within the last week, but I was having a hard time verifying. Explaining cloud computing.
So you're now no longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house. It's on your laptop, and it's then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right? It's no longer in a physical place.
You mean like in a server somewhere in a server farm? It's not in a physical place, it's just in the cloud.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen a running mate. AP reporting it's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Walz is from Minnesota. He has an appeal, especially to Western Wisconsin. He's a former high school teacher. He was in the National Guard. He is somebody who is known for being plain spoken. He has experience in Congress, serving as six terms in the House of Representatives and two terms in Minnesota. An interesting thing here, obviously, is that this was a pick that was being pushed by progressives, including Senator Bernie Sanders, as well as the United Auto Workers Union, who all endorse Walz as the pick.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis, the RNC reacting quickly, calling him weak, failed, and dangerously liberal. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now, 80 degrees and sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. The private beach, public beach conflict continues on Perdido Key. The PNJ reports that six condo associations on Perdido Key are involved in a lawsuit against Escambia County that's asking the court to determine if a 75-foot public easement on the beach in front of the property is in fact valid. Escambia County implemented the 75-foot public easement last year after the original deeds were discovered. The wording on the deeds indicates the U.S. government intended for those portions of Perdido Key beaches to remain open to the public. But prior to the discovery of those deeds, the public was barred from what some owners considered their private beach property. Commissioner Jeff Bagosh, who represents Perdido Key, is determined to fight to keep the Gulf Front easement open to the public. And he says the private property owners are benefiting from the recent addition of lifeguards on Perdido Key and other amenities as a result of public tax dollars. And speaking of the beach, swimmers in the area beaches should be extra careful. Purple flags were flying yesterday to warn swimmers about jellyfish. Sea nettles and moon jellies are being spotted the most, and both can cause a painful sting and leave a rash. If you get stung, rub the affected area with hot water or sand to exfoliate and remove any remaining nettles which are stuck to the skin. A 32-year-old man's charged with attempted murder for a double stabbing in Escambia County Saturday. Jacobia Newberry is being held in Escambia County Jail without bond on two counts of attempted murder. According to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, two people were stabbed on Blunt Street about 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. They were taken to the hospital, and there's no word on their condition at this time. And it looks like parts of our area will have to deal with dangerous heat today. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect for Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties, basically until 7 p.m. tonight. Heat index values up to 110 are expected, which could cause heat illness. The National Weather Service advises drinking plenty of fluid, staying in an air-conditioned room, staying out of the sun, and checking up on relatives and neighbors. And speaking of the heat, let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a very hot day today with temperatures near 98 degrees, 20% chance of a stray sprinkle. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 70s. As we head into Wednesday, the hot weather continues with a high near 99, 10% chance of a stray sprinkle. Overnight, temperatures back in the 70s, some of us staying in the 80s as we go into the morning hours. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check with Austin for traffic on the fives.
Well, looking at the roads here, we do have some minor congestion lingering just a bit if you're traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Highway 29. Not nearly as severe as it was previously this hour, but nonetheless, it does reach for a while. We also have some backups developing at the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street. It's not looking too bad at this time either. Outside of those couple spots, though, doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the 5, Steve.
Thanks, Austin. Well, it's 88 degrees right now, 80 rather, in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton right now at 8:35. Let's check out what's happening on Wall Street. This is Your Money Now. A federal judge is ruling Google violated the U.S. antitrust law. Lisa Taylor has more.
In a landmark decision issued Monday, the judge says the tech giant acted illegally to maintain an online search monopoly. The Department of Justice and a group of several states sued Google in 2020. They accused Google of paying companies such as Samsung and Apple billions of dollars each year to have their smartphones and web browsers automatically use their search engine. The ruling could lead to penalties such as forcing Google to change the way it operates or even sell parts of its business. I'm Lisa Taylor.
And Hollywood's video game actors are still on strike. They say SAG-AFTRA is seeking the same protections against artificial intelligence that are given to on-camera celebrities. The union says studios are not cooperating on that issue, and this Friday is going to mark the second full week of striking. At the opening bell, Dow Jones average is up 0.02% at 38,711. S&P 500 up 0.54% at 5,214. And NASDAQ is up, just changed again. It's up to 0.47% at 16,276. That's Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Blackwater Country, playing the best songs in today's new country. Plus, the Gulfside Market is back tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion with Bands on the Beach.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access. A new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republicans in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
I have some great guests in here today with me. We're going to talk about Bands on the Bayou.
This is actually our third year, and we have three free concerts a year that are for the community, bringing in local musicians to support local nonprofits and are funded by...
The Pensacola Expert Panel, mornings 9 till 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, before we get into the topic, I gotta do just a quick background check here, Austin, to make sure, so I know what I'm dealing with, okay? Because you're younger, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Do you cook?
Not often, no.
Have you ever cooked?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, last thing I cooked, I think, was scrambled eggs a little while back.
Okay, all right. So we're within the, that's what I wanted to make sure.
We're elementary,
you know,
yes.
There's some people, my oldest, that if you asked him when last time he cooked, he'd be like, ever. You know, because, I mean, my middle is like, you know, a great chef, and my older is just hates to cook, doesn't do it. Okay, so this, I just wanted to know if we were in your wheelhouse at all here.
All
we're
right.
Not in your wheelhouse, but we're in, you can play.
Okay, sure.
437-1620. A frivolous topic for the day is this. Let's say you make, pasta on the stove, okay? You have a pot, you have the water, you put a little salt in there, you put a little pasta in there, you cook the pasta, you take it out. You're not mixing a sauce in the pot or anything like that. You're just cooking the pasta.
All right.
Then you dump the pasta out, you drain it, you add whatever you add. It's your pesto, it's your tomato sauce, it's your butter, it's your Parmesan cheese, whatever you add at that point. You put the pot back on wherever you put it. Here's my question. Does that pot need to be cleaned out with soap? 437-1620, or do you just wipe it and put it back where it goes? 437-1620, what level of cleaning protocol do you have for the just cooked the broccoli, let's say, because you wouldn't add anything there except salt water, just cooked the pasta because you wouldn't add anything there except the salt water. All you've done is cook something in water, maybe salty water. Do you need to clean that with soap or not? 437-1620. First answer is?
Well, do you need to? No, but would I? Yes. I
why,
would.
Though? Why?
Well, I mean, it's not as much of a logical approach. It's just a matter of when you clean dishes, you know, you clean them with soap and water typically. So that would just be my mode. It doesn't matter if there was, you know, it only had this in it. It's like if I've used it and there's been something in it, it's just I think that's just better to be safe than
so
sorry.
So in your mind, even though rationally you acknowledge there's no logical necessity.
No, you're not going to, like,
it's habit.
Sicken yourself
it's
if
habit.
You don't want. Yeah.
Okay, all right. 437-1620, good to hear that answer. Good that you have an answer. It's not
right.
My answer. My answer
really?
Is wipe and go, baby. Save
wow.
your time. You know, no big deal. Now, there are times, okay?
Not even my dollop wife, of Dawn. Not even just a little.
No, because then you might as well go through the whole process then. Everything
come
gets,
on.
No. My wife, one of the things that she eats all the time is spaghetti,
okay?
And she cooks spaghetti until it's a particulate matter. Like if you wave your hand near it, a piece breaks in half. That's how she likes it, is super, super, super overcooked. Don't ask me why it is. But that means that it cooks a lot of the starch into the water, and then that congeals around the outside of the pan, okay? So that's a little bit more aggressive residue from the pasta.
Sure.
And in that case, you just wipe harder. 437-16.
Okay.
Still doesn't need soap. 437-1620. What is your answer if you are a cook of any kind? Do you need to clean with soap the pot that has only cooked, say, for example, vegetables or pasta? Or do you need to just wipe it out and go? Somebody here says, oh, Ray. Hey, Ray. Good you're listening. Longtime listener who doesn't live here anymore. I can say it's Ray Walker. Ray Walker, who used to fill in for me a bunch and has moved on to Tallahassee, if I remember correctly. That took a job with the state. That jerk. Anyway, I miss Ray so much. He's such a good guy. In my leadership class, too. He says, yes, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Soap, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Ew, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. How do you nuance between 2, 3, and 4 exclamation marks, though? That's something I've always wondered. 437-1620, do you wipe or do you actually clean? Somebody here says, you're definitely supposed to clean it out, except when your wife's not looking, and then you just wipe it out.
Yeah. Outside of that, it seems like the majority.
Well, don't
seems
give it away.
With,
don't give it away. Don't read ahead.
It's common
don't spoil
sense.
Spoil the ending.
It's common sense. If you've ever cleaned dishes, there's nothing to spoil. You know what the majority thinks.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, I think I love your initial answer. Is well, logically, I can't dispute.
Well, that's the thing. I'm thinking, like, I'm sure. Yeah, it's not the end of the world if you don't use soap for that.
Somebody here says yes. Always soap and water. The pasta water will leave a film. I don't just rinse it out, but I'll, you know, my hands are clean because I'm cooking, and I'll just, you know, run the hand over it, and that's good enough.
Oh, my Lord. I mean.
It really does. See, the thing is, when you do the dishes, and I'm the guy who does the dishes and the cooking, like, that's my time.
Let me ask you this. It's one thing if you're cooking for yourself. Would you have that same approach if you're cooking for, like, mixed company?
It depends who it is. Close friends or strangers?
I mean, I don't know. You just, you're having guests.
Close
man.
Friends get the hands. Strangers get, like, you know, health department level cleanliness.
Okay. Wow. I don't know how you turn it on and off like that. You're like, just
how
help.
Do you turn on profanity? Because you just do. You understand the environment you're dealing
but
with.
But what
you
I
know?
Mean is, like, such two extremes. You're either getting the hand wipe or you're getting Department of Health. It doesn't make any sense. Like,
somebody here says, of course you clean with soap and water. Somebody here says, there's usually film on the pot. Use soap and water. Somebody here says, I would no matter if it needed it or not. So, yes to washing with soap. 437-1620. Wash the pot as it does have starch from the pasta. I'm still curious about the broccoli or corn question. I'm curious if you're, you know, something that doesn't, although corn is going to have a little bit of sugar in the water. Oh, that's just starch. It's going to have some lemon juice in the water. That's, you know, but still, things that you can basically, just don't seem to need soap to me. You know, I am curious about this though. This is,
okay.
Fine. So you got a measuring cup?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, 2-cup measure glass. Okay, right. Pyrex, let's say. You need to measure like for your ramen noodles. Okay,
right.
You're a bachelor. Okay, you're making ramen noodles. 2 cups of water under your ramen noodles. Do you need to clean that measuring cup out?
If it's just water.
Just water.
I mean, no, that's something that you could probably
You sound unsure.
Well, I mean, that's probably something that you could just, yeah, dry out.
But
I
you
mean,
sound unsure.
No, I'm not unsure. If it is just water or if it's water with something physical in it, such as pasta.
Just checking.
That's the difference.
Because if you
maker.
Said soap and water after the water in the measuring cup, nah. I would have never listened to anything you ever said again.
No, that's the thing. That's one thing. But when you implement some ingredient, something such as pasta or salt
I like
and
how
pepper
you're raising the terminology now. Implement.
Yeah. When you,
it's official.
When you introduce something like
three
that.
Three syllables.
We got a problem.
Austin's got traffic on the fives.
All righty. Let's see what we have here. Luckily, not too much going on. We do have some minor backups residing just a little bit on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up. Maybe a little bit of backups at the intersection with Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard. Also on Fairfield Drive and what road is this here? Is that L Street? Yeah, L Street. All right. If you're on L Street, it's looking pretty rough near the intersection with Fairfield Drive. But outside of those couple spots, there's not much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. If you are in the market for, or maybe not yet quite in the market for that next vehicle because you're not sure if it's time, hey, Frontier Motors, a great place to go get information. Go look at the buffet of cars that they have, the smorgasbord of cars, 300 different cars on the lot, all different kinds of makes and models and types and SUVs and vans and Jeeps and sports cars and trucks. And just, I'm a big fan of get information when you don't have to make a decision yet, right? Just go gather information, see what's out there, find out, oh, that's pretty affordable, or, oh, God, not yet. I don't know what you're going to find, but the first step is to get the information, and you can test drive a bunch of them or test drive just one or two. You can, you know, obviously fiddle with the knobs and dials because sometimes the way the seat adjusts or the way it feels on you or the way the stereo works is something that's going to drive you crazy and you don't realize it because you don't take enough time to do that stuff. All of that, all available at Frontier Motors, all in one place. You don't have to kind of drive here and there and hither and yon, as somebody trying to be pretentious might say. But you just go to Frontier and it's all there for you. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to these texts. Oh my God, the texts, they're killing me. 437-1620. This is definitely backlash against Andrew. Okay. Y'all do not agree with me at all. Wash the pot as it does leave the starch from the pasta. And my question was, when you cook pasta in a pan and you dump it out, do you need to clean the pan with soap and water, or is water, rinse, and wipe enough? I say typically water, rinse, and wipe, unless there's a lot of residue, in which case, you know, you might have to dig in there.
Or just your hand. You've also mentioned that one. Just use your greasy palm and smear along the... Yeah, but there's something called oils in your natural oils in
but
your
hand. But
then
I'm going to wipe.
Oh, my.
With the dish towel.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Andrew's leaving his own starches behind on the outer
Do
rim.
Do you know how filthy your sponge is?
But the thing is, it's like, or you could just use like a paper towel or something, like with soap and water, just something to scrub. No, I'm not saying that that's what I do. I'm saying it doesn't have to necessarily be a sponge. I'm not going to allow you to die on the hill of my hand is cleaner than soap, water, and anything. Like, no, we're not going to have that discussion. That's too frivolous for my taste.
Says yes, I wash the dish because the wife says to. Yes, residual proteins from the pasta be left in the pan. If it's just vegetables, a rinse is adequate. My man, there you go. Somebody here says yes, residual items could grow into bacteria. Wipe and go, rolling on the floor laughing. With pasta, a little soap helps get the remaining starch from the pasta out of the pot. I just figured like that's future flavoring. Somebody here says. Wash it with soap, ask the health department. Somebody says, my wife says that's why you can't eat at everybody's house, wash your pots. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, you don't think about that, but that's you go to a lot of people's homes. Somebody says, rinse, wipe, good. Oh, and this is from a person who, I won't out him, but this is a person whose judgment on the matter I respect. This is a cooking expert says that's fine. Somebody says, canceling our dinner date at your place, ew. Don't go to Andrew's house for dinner. Oh, that's more for me. Someone says, depending if you break your noodles or not. Oh, nice callback to a previous topic. If you spent your teen years hand washing all the dinner dishes, pots and pans for a family of six, you would wipe and rinse too. That's it. If you've done a lot of it, you know, a little efficiency goes a long way. Next time your family gets a stomach bug, ask yourself what pot you didn't use soap on.
I mean, really? Yeah. When's the last time we had pasta around here?
Okay. Can I just pause for a second?
Sure.
So your theory is that I cooked pasta, I rinsed it with water, I wiped it with the dish towel, and I put it back in the cleans. And then I went and cooked something on the stove to boiling, and that's going to leave a stomach bug there for me?
It's not necessarily.
Y'all need to think about your, you know, microbiology lessons again here.
I think these people are basically asking, where does it end with you? where else do you decide to just wipe it with your palm? Like that's all.
Whatever you're implying, I'm not on board with. Let's just say that.
Well, that's the thing. That's what they're wondering. They're like, man,
in
he's sharing this on air.
Our dishes dirty and only washed them if we needed to use them. By doing that, we had a ramen pot that had never ever been washed its entire history. Somebody says it's hard to believe a woman married you. Oh no. I don't want to tell you. Somebody says, you're starting to sound like my girlfriend now, neurotic about my dish sponges. Well, that's a whole other subject, by the way. The dish sponge is a filthy device. How clean is your dish towel that you're wiping the washed out pot? Well, it's rinsed out. It's not like the towel is accumulating the problems if you do it right. 437-1620. Wash it. That's just seasoning. Ah, best answer of the day.
Ew.
All right, so there we go. We got like 40-2 against.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good about my stance here. I don't think I have to explain any further.
All right. You want to talk about the last time I washed out my coffee mug?
No, I don't.
No, the answer is no. The answer is no. 852 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running.
so I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, always got the diner.
Yeah, we always got the diner.
Can I tell them what we just talked about off the air? But let's just say the tables have turned in the studio a little bit. Oh no! It's too funny. Hey, I can't hear you, Austin. Are you on? Your mic's not on.
Oh, my mic's off. Okay. Well, thank goodness you weren't saying it then, because then I'd have to defend myself, but I'd be voiceless. I will say, at the very least, it sounds like you and I both have selective cleanliness.
That's 100% true. Yes,
yeah,
that's
I'll
accurate.
Say that.
Tell them about traffic on the fives.
All right. Well, luckily, there's not too much to report on. If you are traveling, let's see. This is going to be close to downtown at the intersection with Palafox Street and Cervantes. We do have some minor backups developing over there. Outside of that one spot, though, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Austin. So Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is the pick, the selectee. Oh, man, I can breathe again. I've just been holding my breath and waiting to find out who Kamala Harris would pick. And, you know, would she go for an old white man? Yep. Would she try to balance out the demographics of the ticket? You know, we got a man and a woman. We got an old and a less old. We got a white hair and a black hair and a white man and a black woman, or whatever. I don't want to get into that whole conversation again. So somebody with executive experience, like he actually has some, somebody who's been the vice president doesn't have any executive experience at all. So, here we go. What did Ron DeSantis call it? The most liberal ticket in history? You can't disagree. That's accurate. 437-1620. This is just it's a weird little note. Okay, I'll have to come back with this one on a different day. I talk myself out of it. I'm sorry. Trust me, it'll be worth doing for a longer period of time on a different day. This Google lawsuit resolution, very interesting, because the judge decided that Google is an illegal monopoly. Now, what's the remedy? You know, you can decide that it's a monopoly, but what's the remedy? And appeals. This is not going to lead to anything happening for probably like 5 years, because it's going to be an appeal. Google's going to appeal this. And he hasn't even said, like, it's not sentencing exactly, but what's the solution? You know, what's the judge actually recommending to be done? Google as a monopoly is kind of a tricky case, because on the one hand, they absolutely have gone out to spend billions of dollars. Because they have revenue. God, what is their revenue? It's like $300 billion a year. I mean, it's an insane amount of money that they take in. Anyway, they went out and specifically paid money in exchange for being the default search or browser on phones and tablets, which they are. Unlike when you buy a PC and the default is, because it's a Microsoft product, right? It's a, you know, it's Edge, which is the most worthless search engine ever. That the number one thing people do with Edge is use it to look up how to download Google Chrome. I mean, it's every single time. And then Edge is like the bad girlfriend who won't leave and keeps trying to keep you and get you back and threatens you and coerces you. And I mean, not from experience or anything, but just saying that that's how she operates, okay? I mean, that's how Edge operates. So anyway, Google is popular because it's good. People like it. People use it. There are all kinds of search engines out there. They don't look up how to download DuckDuckGo. I mean, that's fine for the people who like it, but people like Chrome. So saying it's a monopoly, although it's really saying that it's just popular, and drawing the distinction between those is kind of challenging.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.